Welcome back to another deep dive with us. Today we're gonna be
Oh, this is exciting.
this is pretty cool. I think our listeners are gonna be into this. It's Notebook LM, which is Google's free AI research assistant.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about this one.
Yeah, and I've been kind of digging into it, getting ready for this deep dive, and I think it's really tailor-made for people like our listeners, folks who really like to get into a topic.
Yeah, that deep dive.
Yeah, and it promises to help synthesize information, find key points, even generate scripts. And get this, it only uses the material you upload, so there's no like making stuff up like some other AI tools we've talked about.
I think that's what really sets this one apart.
Yeah, and what really caught my eye is this thing about how Notebook LM can create a chatbot that's trained on like your specific sources, so no more generic responses. You essentially have an AI that's an expert on exactly what you've been researching.
Wow.
I know, right? It's
Yeah.
pretty wild. But before we get too carried away, I'm curious, what's your initial take? Like, what's the most compelling aspect of Notebook LM for you?
I think what's really fascinating about this is the focus on depth. A lot of tools out there try to be sort of a jack of all trades, but Notebook LM is all about going deep on the material that you choose. So it's really like having a research assistant who's only read what you have and can instantly recall any detail, make connections, and summarize key points.
That's pretty powerful. Okay, but it doesn't have access to the internet, right?
Right.
So that seems like it could be kind of limiting, especially if you need the most up-to-date info.
Yeah, so that's a really good point, but it's actually one of Notebook LM's strengths. Think about it this way. By only using your sources, you eliminate the risk of bias or those hallucinations we've talked about
Oh,
before.
I see.
It's like having a superpowered research assistant who's read everything you have and can provide completely accurate summaries and analysis based on that specific knowledge base.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like having a laser focus on your chosen material.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's unpack some of these features. The note summarization sounds incredibly useful. I'm always struggling to condense, lengthy documents, research papers, all that stuff.
I feel that. Well, imagine being able to feed Notebook LM like a 50-page report and then getting back a concise debriefing document with the key points and takeaways. It's perfect for someone like you who values thorough understanding but also respects their time. It's a game changer.
Yeah, I could see how that would be huge. And then there's intelligent search.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
constantly like digging through piles of notes and documents trying to find, a specific quote or that one piece of information I need. And
Oh, tell me about it.
yeah, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So does this work across different file formats?
Yes, and that's what makes it different from just a basic keyword search. Imagine being able to instantly find that one elusive fact across all your uploaded materials, whether it's a PDF or a website, even a YouTube video.
Wait, so you're telling me I could upload a bunch of articles, podcasts, even my own handwritten notes, and Notebook LM would be able to search through all of it?
That's exactly right. It's about consolidating your research and making it easily accessible.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. Okay, let's talk about this personalized chatbot.
All right.
This is the feature that I'm both most excited about and also a little skeptical of.
Understandably.
Can it really hold a meaningful conversation about my specific sources?
It's definitely one of the most innovative aspects of Notebook LM. Imagine having a chatbot that's not just pulling from the entire internet, but focused on the information you've curated. You can ask it to analyze specific points or compare different documents, even connect seemingly disparate ideas. It's really like having an AI study partner who's deeply familiar with your research and can help you make those new connections.
That's a really great point. The fact that it's drawing from this limited controlled data set that I've chosen, that makes the information more reliable and relevant to my needs. It's not just spitting out generic responses.
It's all about that curated knowledge base.
Yeah, exactly.
All
All
right.
right, let's move on to this podcast script and voiceover feature.
Okay.
I'm curious how well this actually works in practice. Can it really take my research and turn it into a polished podcast episode?
Well, it's still in its early stages, so there are some limitations.
I figured as much.
The voiceover is currently English only, and the processing time can be a little lengthy, but the potential is huge, especially for someone like you who's already creating content.
Okay, so realistically, it's probably not going to replace our jobs just yet.
Not just yet.
But it could be a valuable tool for brainstorming, outlining, or even just getting a first draft.
Exactly. And even with those limitations, just the fact that it can connect ideas from different sources and generate a coherent script that's groundbreaking.
It does sound pretty amazing, and it sounds like it supports multiple languages as well.
Yes. Aside from the English-only voiceover, most of the features work with a variety of languages.
So someone who's researching in, say, Spanish or Mandarin could still benefit from the summarization chatbot and other features?
Absolutely. Google has really tried to make this a versatile tool for a global audience.
That's fantastic. And let's not gloss over these note-taking and source conversion features. Being able to convert my notes into sources within Notebook LM seems incredibly valuable for building a personalized knowledge base.
It's perfect for someone with your deep learning style.
Well, thank you.
It's not GSDS about analyzing information. It's about building your own interconnected library of knowledge. You can highlight key points, create summaries, even have Notebook LM suggest follow-up questions to prompt you to think more deeply.
Those suggested questions sound really interesting. Sometimes I get so caught up in the details that I kind of lose sight of the bigger picture. Having the tool prompt me with, you know, thought-provoking questions could be really helpful.
It's like having that built-in study buddy who's always pushing you to go a little bit further.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when it comes to making sure you're giving credit where credit is due, the knowledge retrieval feature with source linking is incredibly helpful.
So I could essentially trace any piece of information back to its original source, which is, you know, essential for citing sources, avoiding plagiarism.
That's right. You can instantly see the context of any fact or quote, which is so crucial for academic integrity and just building a reliable knowledge base.
This is making me realize just how fragmented my own research process can be. I've got notes scattered across like different apps, bookmarks galore, who knows what's buried in my email.
Oh, I feel that.
Having it all centralized and searchable in Notebook LM seems like such a breath of fresh air.
It's about moving beyond just collecting information to actually building a coherent body of knowledge. And with Notebook LM's ability to handle so many different formats, PDFs, websites, YouTube, even audio files, you're not limited in what you can bring into this system.
Hold on, audio files too.
That's right.
That seems like a game changer. I'm always listening to podcasts and lectures, but it's tough to capture those key insights in a way that's easily searchable later on.
Exactly. Notebook LM can transcribe and analyze audio, which opens up a whole new world of possibilities for researchers and learners. You can essentially turn any audio source into a searchable, analyzable document.
So I could upload a recording of a conference presentation, and Notebook LM would not only transcribe it, but also identify the key themes and arguments.
That's right.
That's amazing. It's like having a personal assistant who can listen to hours of audio and distill it down to the most important points.
Exactly.
That would be a lifesaver for anyone who's doing research on a topic with, you know, a lot of audio content.
Yes.
You mentioned earlier that Notebook LM has a sharing feature.
Yeah.
Could I use this to collaborate with others on a research project?
Absolutely. You can share your notebooks with colleagues or classmates, either as viewers or editors.
Hmm.
This allows for real-time collaboration and knowledge sharing, which is essential for any complex research endeavor.
So we could be working on a project together, adding our own notes and sources, and Notebook LM would keep it all organized and searchable.
Precisely. Becomes a shared knowledge base where everyone can contribute and benefit from each other's insights.
That's fantastic for team projects, study groups, or even just bouncing ideas off a colleague. Okay, now there's one feature we haven't talked about yet, FAQ generation.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds useful for content creators, but I'm not sure how it would apply to my own research process.
Well, it's actually more versatile than it might seem at first. Think of it this way. You've got all these different sources on a topic,
mm-hmm.
research papers, news articles, podcast episodes. Notebook LM can analyze all of that material and automatically generate a list of the most frequently asked questions and their corresponding answers.
So instead of me having to sift through everything and try to figure out the key questions, Notebook LM does the heavy lifting for me.
That's right. It's like having an AI that can anticipate the questions you're likely to have based on your research materials. This can help you identify knowledge gaps or focus your research, even prepare for a presentation or an interview.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. It's not just about creating an FAQ document. It's about using that process to gain a deeper understanding of the topic itself.
Right.
Now, we've talked about a lot of potential benefits, but I'm also curious about the potential downsides. The critique mentioned long audio processing times. Is that a significant issue?
It's definitely something to be aware of. The more audio you upload, the longer the processing time is going to be.
Okay.
But it's a trade-off for the convenience and insights you gain from having all that audio content transcribed and analyzed.
I suppose it's similar to how we're willing to wait for a complex search query to run because we know it's going to return more relevant results.
Exactly. And as technology advances, these processing times are likely to decrease.
Yeah.
It's an evolving technology, so we can expect improvements and optimizations over time.
What about the risk of losing unsaved chat content? That was another concern raised in the critique.
Yeah, that's a valid point. If you accidentally close the window or lose your internet connection, you could lose your chat history.
Oh, no.
But Notebook LM does have a note-saving feature that allows you to capture important insights from your chatbot interactions.
So as long as I'm diligent about saving my notes, I shouldn't have to worry too much about losing valuable information.
Right. It's a good practice to get into with any research tool. Save your work frequently and back up your data.
Good advice. Now let's address the elephant in the room. How does Notebook LM handle copyright considerations, especially when it comes to generating content like podcast scripts?
Well, it's important to be aware of copyright laws and to use Notebook LM responsibly.
Of course.
If you're using the tool for personal research and learning, you're likely within the bounds of fair use.
Right.
However, if you're planning to use Notebook LM to create content for commercial purposes, it's crucial to consult with a legal professional to make sure you're not infringing on any copyrights.
So for our listeners who are thinking of using Notebook LM to help them create content, it's essential to do their due diligence and make sure they understand the legal implications.
Absolutely. It's always better to err on the side of caution when it comes to copyright.
Now, how does Notebook LM stack up against other tools out there, like Obsidian and Notion AI? I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with those platforms.
Yeah, each tool has its own strengths and weaknesses. You know, Obsidian is great for long-form writing, note-taking, and building a network of interconnected ideas. Notion AI is more focused on organizing and analyzing information within the Notion platform.
So they're more general-purpose tools, while Notebook LM is specifically designed for research and deep dives.
That's a good way to put it. Notebook LM is all about helping you extract the most important insights from your sources, while Obsidian and Notion AI are more focused on overall productivity and organization.
It sounds like Notebook LM might be a better fit for our listeners who are specifically looking for a tool to help them with research projects or academic papers, or even just diving deeper into a topic they're passionate about.
I would agree. It's about choosing the right tool for the job. And if the job is deep research and analysis, Notebook LM is definitely worth considering.
The critique also mentioned a comparison between Notebook LM and ChatGPT. Can you walk us through the key differences?
Sure. So ChatGPT is a really powerful language model that can generate text, translate languages, and even write different kinds of creative content.
Yes.
It's a very versatile tool, but it's important to remember that it's drawing information from a vast and sometimes unreliable data set, the entire internet.
So while ChatGPT might be great for brainstorming or generating creative text formats, it's not necessarily the best tool for reliable research and analysis.
That's right. Notebook LM, on the other hand, is focused on providing accurate and relevant information based on your specific sources. So it's less about generating creative text and more about helping you understand and synthesize existing knowledge.
So for someone like me who values accuracy and wants to be sure that the information I'm getting is reliable, Notebook LM seems like a better choice.
Exactly. It's all about choosing the right tool for the task at hand.
That makes sense. And I imagine for someone who's already invested in building a personal knowledge base in a tool like Obsidian or Notion, there might be some hesitation to switch to a new platform.
It's understandable.
Yeah.
But I think Notebook LM offers a unique set of features that complement those other tools. You could even use them in tandem, leveraging the strengths of each platform.
So you could use Obsidian for your long-form writing and note-taking, Notion for task management and project organization, and Notebook LM for deep research and analysis.
Exactly. It's about creating a workflow that works for you and helps you be more productive and insightful in your work.
It really is about finding the right tool for the right job and knowing when to use which one.
Yeah.
Speaking of the right tool, we briefly touched on the note-taking features before. I'm curious to know more about the suggested questions aspect. How does that actually work?
It's surprisingly intuitive. As you're taking notes and highlighting key passages, Notebook LM is analyzing the content in real time. And based on that analysis, it can suggest questions that might prompt you to think more deeply about the material.
So it's not just generic questions like, what's the main idea? It's actually tailoring the questions to the specific content I'm engaging with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It might ask something like, what are the implications of this finding?
Yeah.
Or how does this connect to other research you've read?
Mm.
It's designed to spark those aha moments and push you to make connections you might not have considered on your own.
That's really interesting. It's almost like having a virtual study partner
Yeah.
who's constantly asking those probing questions that make you think harder.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about taking you beyond the surface level
Yeah.
and encouraging you to engage with the material on a deeper, more critical level.
I know a lot of our listeners are visual learners.
Yeah.
Can you use visual aids like mind maps or diagrams within Notebook LM?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can embed images, charts, and even hand-drawn sketches directly into your notes.
Mm-hmm.
This is particularly useful for those who like to map out ideas visually or create connections between different concepts.
So it's not just a text-based tool. It actually caters to different learning styles and allows for a more multimodal approach to note-taking.
That's right. It's about providing a flexible and customizable environment where you can capture and organize information in a way that makes sense to you.
I also want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, the ability to convert notes into sources. It sounds incredibly useful.
Oh, yeah.
Can you walk us through how that process actually works?
Imagine you're reading a fascinating article and you start jotting down key insights and quotes instead of those notes just sitting in a separate document. You can use Notebook LM to convert them into a standalone source within your library.
So those notes essentially become their own searchable, referenceable document.
Precisely. You can even add tags and categories to organize your sources and make it easier to find the information you need later on.
That's incredibly efficient. It streamlines the entire research process instead of having to manually create separate files for each source. Notebook LM does it automatically.
Exactly. It's about reducing friction and making it easier to build and manage your knowledge base over time.
This has been a really enlightening conversation. I'm starting to see how Notebook LM could be a game changer for anyone who's serious about research and deep learning.
It's definitely a powerful tool, and the fact that it's still under development means we can expect even more exciting features and capabilities in the future.
Now, before we wrap things up, I want to put you on the spot a bit. If you had to choose one feature that you think would be the most impactful for our listeners, what would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one. But I think the personalized chatbot has the potential to be truly transformative. It's not just a novelty. It's a tool that can help you make new connections, generate insights, and engage with your research on a much deeper level.
I agree. It's the feature that I'm personally most excited to explore further. It really speaks to the power of AI to augment our own capabilities and help us become more efficient and insightful learners.
Exactly. It's not about replacing human intelligence. It's about using AI to enhance our own abilities and push the boundaries of what we're capable of understanding and creating.
Mm-hmm. It's like having a thought partner who's always there to challenge your assumptions and help you see things from a new perspective.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
And as we continue to explore and experiment with these new AI tools, it's important to remember that we're still in the driver's seat. We get to choose how we use these tools and what role they play in our learning and creative processes.
That's an important point. It's not about surrendering control to the machines. It's about leveraging their capabilities to enhance our own potential. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the features and capabilities of Notebook LM, considered its potential benefits and limitations, and even discussed how it compares to other tools on the market.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners are feeling as intrigued by this new tool as we are. It's an exciting development in the world of AI, and I think it has the potential to change the way we approach research learning and content creation.
I couldn't agree more. It's definitely a tool that I'll be incorporating into my own workflow. And for our listeners who are eager to dive into Notebook LM themselves, we'll be sure to include links and resources in the show notes.
Great.
We'll also be keeping an eye on future developments and updates, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay informed.
And as always, we encourage you to share your own experiences and insights with us.
Yeah, we love hearing from you.
What are your thoughts on Notebook LM? What kind of deep dives would you do with this tool? Let us know in the comments or on social media.
We want to hear all about it.
We're always excited to hear from our fellow deep divers and learn how you're using these tools to explore your own passions and interests.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep. It really is about finding the right tool for the right job and knowing when to use which one. Speaking of the right tool, we briefly touched on those note-taking features before. I'm curious to know more about the suggested questions aspect. How does that actually work?
It's surprisingly intuitive. As you're taking notes and highlighting key passages, Notebook LM is analyzing the content in real time. And based on that analysis, it can suggest questions that might prompt you to think more deeply about the material.
So it's not just generic questions like, you know, what's the main idea? It's actually tailoring the questions to the specific content I'm engaging with.
Exactly. It might ask something like, what are the implications of this finding? Or how does this connect to other research you've read?
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to spark those aha moments and push you to make connections you might not have considered on your own.
That's really interesting. It's almost like having a virtual study partner who's constantly asking those probing questions that make you think harder.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about taking you beyond the surface level and encouraging you to engage with the material on a deeper, more critical level.
I know a lot of our listeners are visual learners.
Yeah.
Can you use visual aids like mind maps or diagrams with a Notebook LM?
Absolutely. You can embed images, charts, and even hand-drawn sketches directly into your notes. This is particularly useful for those who like to map out ideas visually or create connections between different concepts.
So it's not just a text-based tool. It actually caters to different learning styles and allows for a more multimodal approach to note-taking.
That's right. It's about providing a flexible and customizable environment where you can capture and organize information in a way that makes sense to you.
I also want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, the ability to convert notes into sources. It sounds incredibly useful, but can you walk us through how that process actually works?
Imagine you're reading a fascinating article, and you start jotting down key insights and quotes instead of those notes just sitting in a separate document. You can use Notebook LM to convert them into a standalone source within your library.
So those notes essentially become their own searchable, referenceable document.
Precisely. You can even add tags and categories to organize your sources and make it easier to find the information you need later on.
That's incredibly efficient. It streamlines the entire research process instead of having to manually create separate files for each source. Notebook LM does it automatically.
Exactly. It's about reducing friction
and
making it easier to build and manage your knowledge base over time.
This has been a really enlightening conversation. I'm starting to see how Notebook LM could be a game changer for anyone who's serious about research and deep learning.
It's definitely a powerful tool, and the fact that it's still under development means we can expect even more exciting features and capabilities in the future.
Now, before we wrap things up, I want to put you on the spot a bit. If you had to choose one feature that you think would be the most impactful for our listeners, what would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think the personalized chatbot has the potential to be truly transformative.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a novelty. It's a tool that can help you make new connections, generate insights, and engage with your research on a much deeper level.
I agree. It's the feature that I'm personally most excited to explore further. It really speaks to the power of AI to augment our own capabilities and help us become more efficient and insightful learners.
Exactly. It's not about replacing human intelligence. It's about using AI to enhance our own abilities and push the boundaries of what we're capable of understanding and creating.
It's like having a thought partner who's always there to challenge your assumptions and help you see things from a new perspective.
I like that analogy. And as we continue to explore and experiment with these new AI tools, it's important to remember that we're still in the driver's seat. We get to choose how we use these tools and what role they play in our learning and creative processes.
That's an important point. It's not about surrendering control to the machines. It's about leveraging their capabilities to enhance our own potential.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the features and capabilities of Notebook LM, considered its potential benefits and limitations, and even discussed how it compares to other tools on the market.
Yeah, it's been a great deep dive. I hope our listeners are feeling as intrigued by this new tool as we are. It's an exciting development in the world of AI, and I think it has the potential to change the way we approach research learning and content creation.
I couldn't agree more. It's definitely a tool that I'll be incorporating into my own workflow. And for our listeners who are eager to dive into Notebook LM themselves, we'll be sure to include links and resources in the show notes.
Great. And as always, we encourage you to share your own experiences and insights with us. What are your thoughts on Notebook LM? What kind of deep dives would you do with this tool? Let us know in the comments or on social media.
We'd love to hear from you.
We're always excited to hear from our fellow deep divers and learn how you're using these tools to explore your own passions and interests.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep. It's like having a thought partner who's always there to kind of poke at you, challenge your assumptions, and help you see things from a new perspective.
I like that analogy a lot. And, you know, as we continue to explore and experiment with these new AI tools, I think it's important to remember that we're still in the driver's seat. We get to choose how we use these tools and what role they play in our learning and creative processes.
That's an important point to make. It's not about surrendering control to the machines. It's about leveraging their capabilities to, you know, enhance our own potential.
For sure.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the features and capabilities of Notebook LM, considered its potential benefits and limitations, and even discussed how it compares to other tools on the market.
Yeah, it's been a really fascinating conversation.
I hope our listeners are feeling as intrigued by this new tool as we are. It's an exciting development in the world of AI, and I think it has the potential to really, you know, change the way we approach research learning and content creation.
I couldn't agree more. It's definitely a tool that I'll be incorporating into my own workflow. And for our listeners who are eager to dive into Notebook LM themselves, we'll be sure to include links and resources in the show notes.
Great. Yeah. And as always, we encourage you to share your own experiences and insights with us. What are your thoughts on Notebook LM? What kind of deep dives would you do with this tool? Let us know in the comments or on social media.
We're really curious to hear what you're thinking.
We're always excited to hear from our fellow deep divers and learn how you're using these tools to explore your own passions and interests.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.